what we wish to get externally must be first cultivated internally. We have to cultivate it internally first if we wish to get it externally. So if you're not attracted to you, she's not going to be get that. Where you're the most of your growth will come from the area that you're avoiding. Every day I know I'm going to wake up just empty and I have to refill myself. That's why that Marcus Aurelius said straight, not straightened. Every day you wake up and have to straighten yourself. You'll never just be straight. And the more low you feel, someone who wakes up feeling extremely low, they have the ability to reach a higher high. That's the law. That's the law of polarity. If you don't know massive lows, you can't know these huge, huge highs and these great feelings because you don't even know what a low feels like. Most people, they live on like an even plane of existence where they don't know high highs, they don't know low lows, and they kind of just wander through life barely doing shit. But that guy who looks himself in the mirror, and like bodybuilders are a great, great example because they're like, they look in the mirror and they look great, but they're like, no, I could be better like this. I ain't doing shit. That happily dissatisfied man, that who's never going to be good enough, he will always have that feeling. He needs to feel down to bring himself up. And the work is the only thing that puts him there, because if you don't learn to love the work, you'll never know love at all.
Yeah, man. Do you think there's ever a time in the future where Wes Watson's going to wake up at 2:45 and I feel happy?
I mean, I don't even want to. I think that would stop me. I think everyone should be more angry. I think they should be more pissed about where they're at.
So you welcome it.
If everyone woke up more angry about where they're at, not being able to find their purpose, not having the financial status, not having the physique, what if everyone woke up very pissed off about their physique? They would change it. I think the reason I'm going to find purpose greater than anyone is because I'm still waking up not finding it. And then I re-find it each day in the most simple things, which are the way we operate as humans, our character, our work ethic, how we speak to ourselves, how we view life, our perception of reality. And if I'm always seeking it, then that means I'm never someone who believes I've found it. I think people's biggest problem is they believe they've found happiness. So if I tell someone you're not happy or something, they would be just massively thrown off. What do you mean I am? They'd be all defensive. It's like, what if you're never even supposed to find it? These are just momentary lapses of a higher frequency you and a version of you at that moment. I really don't believe I need to find anything. I'm just experiencing life as I go in a high frequency state, low frequency state, and then understanding what puts me in these states greater or worse. You know? The world, the sensory world has them believing it's how they're going to do it, how they're going to do it, how they're going to do it. And I know it's who. So when they create who can do anything, it's all possible. No one really understands that self-mastery is your true aim. Once you've mastered self, you could do anything you want on this earth. But people don't spend the time and they don't take the time to develop themselves as the individual who can pull off anything. So, I mean, I just tell them it's not how, it's who.
And then steps for that finding that how?
Honesty. Self-mastery depends on self-honesty. So you're going to have to get in the mirror and say, who would I listen to? Would I listen to me? Who do I need to become to pull this off? And that's why the 2:45 wake up is it's non-negotiable for me, because I need to be the most disciplined. I need to be the most disciplined, because if that pussy at the light wants to talk shit and I know I could serve his ass, I need to not. I need to exercise strength through restraint. I need to understand that restraint is what a man practices. And I need to realize that we've all been geared to think that instant gratification is living. And that's the thing, it's not. So if I don't get my way all day, that means a lot to me, because now I'm a step ahead of everyone else who will fall victim to comfort and instant gratification and slowly deteriorate their existence. Not one person on this earth could give me validation more than I could give it to myself. And if I told myself some simple tasks that I'm going to do as a man, if I can't uphold those, then I do not respect myself at all. And if I don't respect myself at all, why would I expect people to respect me? Life's a mirror, it's not a window. And these people want love and respect, but they don't give it to themselves first. What we wish to get externally must be first cultivated internally. We have to cultivate it internally first if we wish to get it externally. So if you're not attracted to you, she's not going to be get that. It's people believing that one day they'll just be happy. One day they'll just be content. You have to bring yourself to that high frequency daily. You'll never just be it. That's what people don't get. Like I said before, love is a high frequency emotion. anger is a low frequency emotion, not the lowest. It's the highest of the low, anger is. But if I'm angry a lot, but I've learned to love and accept my anger, does that make it high frequency? It does. So anything negative happening to you, the second you love and accept it, it's automatically high frequency. You're automatically in an elevated state if you can learn to love and accept. And this is someone who's made the biggest mistakes, and I've been able to forgive myself. Some of the pussy shit out here, all you viewers and everybody out there, what the f- let yourself go from the shit that you're holding yourself to, the story you're telling yourself, the mistakes you made. If you still have breath in your lungs, you need to love and accept this moment and get the f- to work. And the first place to work is on yourself. Get the f- in the gym, pull the food back to where it should be, start talking to yourself correctly. Read from personal development people. These are the professionals in mindset and development. Read from them. They really know what they're talking about. The second you get some gems and some quotes that you can hold on to, they become fail safes for when you start to go down that route, that rabbit hole, when you start to go negative. And you can pick yourself up at any moment with these simple daily habits that I've shown in my book, on my content, and everywhere else. And everybody talks about them. Like every bodybuilder from the dawn of time said it was iron therapy. Can you listen to the, put your phone down if you need to, when you're feeling negative, when you're feeling lost, when you're feeling hopeless, and just go murder a workout. Go do a chest, shoulders, tri routine. Just murder. Put the, see who you are walking out and do this for me. When you're at that high frequency state.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Define yourself there. That's the new you moving forward. When you're feeling your best and life's going to work out and you're in that high frequency state, define yourself there. Too many people define themselves at that low, and that's who they've called themselves. It's horrendous. If you look at the top people who've studied human needs, it's to make, first off, be selfish, make the best you. That's the first phase for all you that are lost. Be selfish, work on you, make the best you. When you've created that version of you that needs to be taught and you need to guide people, then you transcend self and you become the teacher. I really just understand that people hate on what they gave up on. And they're hating on directly the area which they gave up on in their life. It's a mirror. They're looking at your life and hating on that area where they quit, where they failed. It really has to do with them. So it really points, I love hate on it on social media. I don't know why, because it tells me when I'm low frequency. If I'm sitting there getting triggered by comments, it's because I'm at a low frequency enough state to vibrate with that negativity. When I'm in a high frequency state, after this podcast, you can tell me anything and I'm going to be vibing so high from giving all my energy and my love and all my knowledge and wisdom to people out there that need this and to share it with you that I won't even be able to see it. I can't even see negativity when I'm in a high frequency state. All I see is the emotions that I am, love, gratitude, enlightenment, acceptance. I mean, you're at a powerful place right there. When you're in a low frequency state, all you see is negativity. So that's all these people see. And I tell people, gratitude isn't just action. Gratitude is results. What can you do for your people? And all you men out there who say you love your family, you better get some results for them this year. This is in the gym. This is in real life financially to help them. I just told you I make over $2 million a month. There's no way you can't make 40 grand. You have these fat parents making fat kids, and they literally don't realize they passed on their greatest source of pain to those they supposedly love the most. It's so horrendous. Like, you know, being fat ruined your life, and you just made your kid fat, you piece of shit. You, like, literally, you're a horrible person. It should be child abuse, asshole. But this is the thing, it's so crazy. They're literally making their kids fat, and being fat is ruined their life. They can't even put on a shirt they like without being like, oh my God, I look like shit, I hate myself. And they just made their kid fat. I believe they have pain, they're just oblivious of it. Like, ignorance is bliss at that point. They think they're not in pain, and they're walking by you with crazy tits that would make us feel like shit. Like a dude walk by you. No, I'm totally cool. No, ignorance is bliss at that moment. He really doesn't believe he's in pain because he's so out of touch with himself that he doesn't realize having this horrible body that he gave himself has ruined his life. He's so ignorant to that fact. He's so unaware of it that he's walking around saying he's fine. And me and Flex care more about ourselves than that. We're like, dude, if I had your body, I would hide. I wouldn't even live that way for 1 second. What the matter with you? You're not in pain having that as your physique. You're not in pain showing that to your children. Whatever that shit is that you've created over the last 10 years. You moron. Why the fuck are you guys okay with driving a shit bucket with your family, having your kids see a Lambo, freak out? Whenever kids see dope cars, they're like, oh my God. Like, whoa, they're so truthful. Kids are real truthful. They'll just see a dope car and it makes them feel a certain way. Mm-hmm. And when adults see a certain car, it makes them feel a certain way.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Inspired or insecure? Someone who gets insecure by financial success is a bitch, broad, lame. And someone who gets inspired by financial success is an honest individual. Because it doesn't. The person who's smart enough could say, well, I don't want to necessarily have 5 Rolls Royces, but I want enough money to be able to take my family on good trips and be able to not stress about bills and shit. Have you ever really seen someone crush a crazy workout and be like, this is my life? I've never seen it. Wow. If we did a quick, I mean, blood oxidation levels alone will bring you into a certain mood. You can't wake up laughing. You can't wake up smiling. It doesn't happen. There's not enough oxygen in the blood. So after, if we went and did a really high intensity, like HIIT training, or we were just doing arms back and forth with push-ups, and we're really breathing heavy, or if we did something like, that's why burpees work so well to elevating, because you're getting so much blood flow, and you're just breathing super heavy. I mean, the whole thing, even Gary Brecka says that he does on a plane flight, where he feels like he's like, I'm losing my mood, I don't feel so good. He'll go in the lavatory, the bathroom, and he'll do 100 air squats and breathe really heavy while he's doing them. And that'll elevate his mood. I mean, there's a reason why, like I said, it's always going to be the peak. During peak physical performance, no negative in state cannot coexist. No negative internal state cannot coexist during peak physical performance. So that's always going to be the way to elevate yourself. But everybody's an asshole. When I go speak to big events and large groups of people, I can feel the consensus of the crowd, and they're wanting the money without being physically fit. They're wanting the mindset change without being physically fit. There's just some block there. And what we all know, everybody knows this, where the most of your growth will come from the area that you're avoiding. So whatever you're avoiding is where the most, if for you that's dropping the alcohol, then it'll come from there. Even if you're the most in shape, if you're avoiding getting rid of your negative vices, your most growth will come from there. So it doesn't have to be the other way around, but just for the most part, normal people are neglecting their physical shape, their aesthetic look, and they're neglecting physical fitness and exercise. So when I talk to a group of people and I'm talking about money and then I bring it back to fitness, I feel that whole room, 1,000 people at this last event I was at, you can feel the whole room constrict a bit. They're like, yeah. They like want every answer but the fitness. They want every answer except that.
Why?
Because it's just, they've defined it in their mind as uncomfortable.